The word for today is leave the judging to the judge, part two. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 2, we read, "In the same way you judge others, you will be judged." If you're the one doing the judging, remember this timeless principle: what goes around comes around. Jesus said, "Do not judge, for in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." It's called the law of reciprocity, and it guarantees you will get back what you give. It's not a threat. It's an immutable law, just like the law of gravity. You say, "Well, I'm honest. I just tell it like it is. Besides, that person's sin needs to be exposed." It's not about your honesty or their sin. It's about God's word that forbids judging. You may be right, and they may be wrong, but judging puts you in violation of Scripture. Plus, it sets you up to be judged. Question: what if the other person has already repented, confessed their sin, and received God's forgiveness? Think about it. The worst kind of judging is judging sins God has already forgiven and forgotten. See Isaiah 43, verse 25. When we judge others, we're looking in the wrong direction. We're avoiding what we don't want to see, our own shortcomings. Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 3, "Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?" Whatever their speck is, it's God's business, not yours. Your plank is your business. Jesus also said in Matthew 5, verse 7, "They are blessed who show mercy to others, for God will show mercy to them." Instead of judging others, start investing in your own mercy account. You'll need it soon enough. And that's the word for today on UCB.